Yeah, I hear you.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 at 8:36 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jergens, Haxby, Schuler, Thiemann, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items on equalization. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing for tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofits at 8:37.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to go into public hearing at 8:37. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on any vehicles? This one specifically is in regards to a Chrysler Voyager 2022 van owned by Mosaic. It is used for moving around people. Board, public, anyone? If not, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:38.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Swavely to come out at 8:38. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Next, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve tax exemption on vehicle owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations, namely Mosaic on a 2022 Chrysler Voyager.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Schuler. Any discussion? Jergens?
I'm good. I'm waiting for Patty.
Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything for Miss Milligan? Terry?
Patty, what have you done?
Byron?
It's almost a full-time job. For me, people complaining.
We were just talking about this morning
in
our office.
By the law of the state of Nebraska.
Wow. Myron?
Yeah. I mean, Myron, can you please help me here? He gets it.
I feel bad. I just got on her this morning.
I guess this was my public comment or whatever. Yeah, or whatever. No, I've been getting calls, too, about valuations, not only here, across the state. It's just, I call it that part of our economy that basically is driving that part of it, that they're going where they're going. I could sit here for the next 5 or 10 minutes and tell you about what we've done at the state as far as how we've helped, I call it, on the back end of it, property tax reduction. You don't see it on your sheet. You don't, well, there is on the bottom of the sheet. We did increase that funding on the, and I forget how exactly it's worded. It's the property tax credit. On the bottom of your statement when you get it in December, it'll have a negative number. That was at $313 million. We've upped that to $364 million this year. It'll go to $396 next year. And 5 years out, that's going to be $550, $60 million. So that amount will almost double, not quite, go up 40% more. That will be passed on to taxpayers of the state of Nebraska. That will be tax relief. The other thing that we've done the last couple years, I call it, is the income tax credit for property tax. We did beef that up again this year. One thing is 100% of your community college property taxes within a certain number of years here, the state will be picking up all of that. We will not, they still can have a levy for buildings and have separate 1 or 2 cent levy for that, but some of them have been able to go up to or have been in the 6 to 9% levy, 6 or 9 cents of levy. What we did last year was we took that out over 5 years and we were going to take about $175 million of the state and pay that. Now, within a certain number of years, a couple, 3 years here, the state will be picking up all of that community college property tax relief. But it's going to be the same thing as before. It's going to be on your income tax statement. So when you get some of these national database, it doesn't show up as a property tax relief because it shows up as income tax relief because that's what it is. It's an income tax credit or refund. The other things, I call it with the school funding, $1,500 is going per school to each student in each school. That was the big so-called TEOSA tax package. With that is a 3% cap. They can only go up 3%, except by a supermajority of the board, and then there's some other factors in there. But what that is supposed to do is, as we give that funding, the state funds now more for education, that's supposed to be in return tax relief. That's a whole big equation that all has to fall through and go through. So just because valuations go up doesn't necessarily mean that your budget will go up. If you guys are at, and I'm picking a number out, 30 cents of levy, valuation go up 10%, and you stay at 30 cents of levy, now property taxes went up 10%, period. If you lower your levy by that appropriate 10%, now your property taxes stayed steady. So it's a matter of, I call it, where all of these things factor out yet. There's a lot of this to the equation.
Senator,
I've had calls too about the valuations.
Senator, we do that. We lower our levy, yes, based on our actual budget. Other places don't. And that's something, the valuations have gone up an incredible amount.
Yes.
Are the schools going to actually lower that dollar amount? Because take Beatrice, you know, it's a higher,
yep,
mm-hmm, higher levy school.
Yeah.
They've followed that up, yeah, as soon as valuations go up. Are they going to bring that back down?
That's to their school board and those people there, whether they do that or not. Like I said, part of the $1,500 per student funding is that same, and that the state will keep track of, that flows through, that is property tax relief then. That's the intent of that. It's going to take a couple, 3 years to figure out or decide or see if that is really happening.
I believe you told me that when TEOSA came in, it was going to be tax relief, and it just became tax increase. Generally how those organizations work.
The intent is to have that there for tax relief. Now, whether or not that all comes about, but you also have the other side of the equation, which many of you don't have control over, and that's what we call inflation the last couple of years. Things have gone up. Wages have gone up. You guys did the same thing as the state did at everybody. I call it in sheriff department salaries. They're still in the news. Hastings just did it again, just because of everybody. Once the state did it, it has trickle-down effect. Everybody, to keep up or to keep employees or staffing, now that's driving all those. So that either comes out of the budget or you increase your budget a little bit. So that's the unfortunate part of that too. So it's a super big equation that takes all of this into account and it all comes together. The intent of what we are doing in the legislature is when this valuation goes up by that much, that there's an offset of levies and that your taxes don't go up by that much. That don't mean that won't happen though. And I think with Governor Pillen, there's some hints of some things going forward that there's going to be more work done on it. What all gets done or when or however, that's going to take time yet. But yesterday, State Chamber was down. They were meeting up at the Legion Club here. Brian Sloan, head of the State Chamber, asked, what are several of the main things that you're concerned with? Chamber's concerned with workforce and daycare. She was there, and those are important things. And when we went around the room and they all got to say what was important, I made the comment, you guys all got it wrong. The most important thing is taxes. And I said that kind of as a light moment, because that's what I've always heard is taxes. But it depends on who you are, where you're at. For the chamber, for the businesses, it's workforce. And we have a big issue with that in Nebraska and how that comes about and how that flows through and how we get back to a point. Daycare has become, in the last, since I've been up there in the last 5 years, we didn't hear much about it the first year. Now we hear a lot about it in the legislature, daycare and how to help with that. And then yet, Brian Sloan made a really good comment yesterday, or I heard it on the radio this morning. We have, Nebraska has historically had the highest participation rate of employees in the nation, right at, or give or take, right at 70%. In other words, the people eligible to work in the state of Nebraska, we are, have been, or are number one at around 70%. The national average is 62%. So that tells you that we have many families that are both people working. Well, with that comes a greater need for daycare. And, you know, there are so many things involved in the equation. I didn't come here today because I, what the valuations, but heard from many people in Lincoln. We get a lot of emails also. Lincoln, a lot of places have had big increases. The sales, when you look at the sales, when you look at sales of homes, acreages, they've been tremendous. That we have not been able to get, I call it a different plan in place or a different something different as far as at the state level to help with that part of it. We haven't. I think, I don't know, I can't tell you for sure, and I won't speak for the governor, but I think that's one of the things that in the next couple years definitely will be on the radar. Where it comes about or how it comes about, if somebody had an easy solution, we'd have, they'd have done it years ago. We don't, because it affects, what affects one entity doesn't affect the other entity the same. So we realize that very much. So that is an ongoing discussion, taxes, property taxes, and
can you just kind of explain what's really going on as far as the sales? I mean, Terry, you understand what's going on out there. I mean, you can throw it all at me, and I'm willing to take it. But I mean, seriously, you guys know what's going on in the market. I've got 8,800 dry land sales again.
Yeah.
What do I do? I've had you at 69 to 71. I even haven't had you up to 75. I've not had my residential up to 100. I've not had my commercial up to 100. And I was doing 5%, and that was working. And then all of a sudden, the 2% interest rate, I've got houses valued at, or being sold for $100,000 more than I ever had them valued at. So,
well,
and then that gets to the legislative part, or the Department of Revenue, or anybody with Ruth Sorensen. I have to be between 92 and 100% of market. My rates are coming in at 70s, at 80s, so you've got to get a percentage on everything in order to get it into compliance. Now, what I could have done is sat back and done nothing, and they could have ordered me up to Turk, but that's an assessor not doing her job. You know, that's not something that after this many years of being here, I'm going to take the heat and I'm going to do it, because that's what you guys have set, that the interpretation of the tax administrator has given to me. I've passed all my, you've got your reports and opinions, and so it's not, and I'm only doing value. With the type of value that I'm getting for you guys this year, you shouldn't have, there should probably no increases on levies.
Well, there shouldn't be, and there should
there
actually
shouldn't be
many entities. There should be a decrease in
absolutely
levies. Now, will there or won't there?
That's
but that's up to, I call it the local. That's why we have a county board. That's why we have a city council. That's why we have a school board.
The and county board. Yeah. The county board. Your rate isn't that. That's
no,
not that big of a deal
this
when you take in townships and you're taking
things
in fires.
Well, if you would have stayed the same, our levy still would have gone down this year, regardless.
Yeah.
But it'll go down exponentially now because of the increase in valuation. That's something I want to, for the press too, I want to point out again. Patty is setting the valuation.
Yeah.
She is not setting the tax.
Yes.
She does not set what you pay in taxes. That's on your tax slip. It tells where each of the organizations are taking. The assessor's office only assesses what the value of the piece of property is.
Yeah.
And we were talking this morning again about getting that information to us when we have protests then too. I mean, that was a big deal last year, but Patty's not the one to talk to about the taxes. Patty's the one to talk to about the valuation of your property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's something that I'm required by law to do. Yeah. If I don't do it, Turk would have ordered me to do it. And I mean, I've never seen this low of my median level of values that low. I mean, we put on 5%, we've put on 10, but we've gone up to 40. I told the state when we were doing, people were actually war bidding on, somebody had asked X amount of dollars. There were people that were bidding houses up 100,000 more. How are we going to address that and even call that a good sale? I did not want to do that because I don't think that's a normal practice of a real estate transaction. But there again, it's heartburn for me. It has been. It's been many sleepless nights this year because I've never seen anything like it. And the reason is because I don't understand how banks are loaning this kind of money to people. Right. How are they doing that? Where are the kids getting, where are the people getting the down payments? You know, when I was buying my home, it was an 80-20. Now they have a PMI, which is the mortgage insurance, because it didn't appraise out. And then what's going to happen in 3 years down the road or two, I'm going to be, those escrows are going to go way up. So that house payment that was maybe $1,000, okay, they're going to call and say, hey, it went up $300 more per month because my taxes are there. Or my insurance is there. You know what's going to happen 2 years from now? And I'm not going to be able to get it down near as fast as what.
But you make a very good point, because these aren't a one-year look at. And they are, but it's generally 2 or 3 years. Ag land's 3 years. And it's an average of that. So it takes a little while.
Medium.
It takes a little while for that to go work up. But it also takes a little while to that work down someday whenever that happens, which I think we all generally, some of us that are at our age, we've seen that over time. You have these peaks and valleys. And
I'd like to see the appraisals of why houses are going this high, because I thought I may have been low, but I wasn't 100,000 low and I wasn't 50,000 low. And I bet if you look on Zillow and some of those, I'm still low compared to what I've gotten valued at. And it's terrible. I hated this year. And I
generally
hated that
look,
it was,
when they come out in the paper, I generally go there and I will look at 2 or 3 of the sales that are on there. And yes, what they're valued at, they're definitely lower than what the sales are at. So we're still having strong sales in many areas, not all areas, but in many areas.
And what people don't understand is I have to treat the unsold the same as the sold. So a neighborhood doesn't mean right next door. It could be likable properties around Beatrice. That can be a neighborhood. So one sale is, say, in your neighborhood is 100,000 and it should be maybe 50 on my side.
Yeah.
That's going to affect the sold and the unsold the same based on what the buyers are willing to pay in the market.
Yep.
So if the buyers are paying more, and we've got 608 sales in Beatrice, that's a good representation of what's going on. We didn't even have houses on the market. People couldn't find houses a year ago. Now, that's all slowed down because of the interest rates. But when interest rates were 2%, kids didn't, all they cared about, not kids, middle-aged people, whatever, all they cared about, well, there are a group of 30-year-olds that are probably buying these $250,000. That's a starter home.
That's a starter home.
I will say, Patty took this very personally as I was talking to her this morning.
It's been really hard.
It's going to be us working back and forth, though. Yes. Patty's setting the valuation. We will approve it as the board. So I was just talking to her about things that we will require from the referees. And I think we've been very straightforward with them that we want this additional information. Patty said, why do you need it?
No. I said the paperwork.
Oh.
We have the comparables inside the card.
Right. And we just want copies of that so that we can all look at the same stuff. Within the next year or so, we are going to step into the 19th century, and we're going to have stuff on the walls where we can all view it at the same time. We're getting closer. We're a thrifty bunch here, too, and we don't like spending the money. It's time to make a technological step forward. But for now, we still need paper for another year or so. But that'll be coming. We're all getting phone calls. Myron loves negotiating out assessments too. So,
but you guys understand it, that when valuations go up 10%, If you leave your levy exactly the same, now property taxes are going to go up 10%. That's why the local boards, they need to have, be very mindful of that, that how much do they lower the levies so that those kind of balance out, and then your property taxes don't take that 10% jump what valuation did. I have many people in the last several years I've started answering when people email my office. I said, yes, I'll be glad to come visit with you about property taxes and have coffee. Well, very few of those people are taking me up, but they are very unhappy with what their valuations are doing, although I still remember one time sit right here on the county board, and when the guy came in and said my valuation's too low, he wanted to raise more because he couldn't get a big enough loan for his house. And we sat there and go, no, you don't. And yes, he did. I can still remember that guy. He protested because he wanted it raised. That happens too, but it's a whole big equation. It's not just... Yes, the state needs to address those things. Since I've been up there, we know that. They worked on it. We haven't been able to get that type of legislation passed, but what we have been able to get passed is, I call it these tax credits and everything. Problem is, they don't show up on your tax statement as less taxes. You get it back through your income tax credit or all those type of things. So we've helped a lot. Out.
I think a lot of people did. They get 30%. Wasn't it 30% on your school taxes?
It was 25% on 25% of your school taxes. That amount is going up. We've increased that. So you will be getting, because when your community college comes off of there right now, I think Southeast Community College, the one in Lincoln and Beatrice here, is around 8 or 9 cents of levy. So that's going to be gone in a couple of years. The state's picking up all that. We are doing things to help. Now, as we help, or what the state picks up more of this cost, at best it might keep what the local people are paying at a level amount instead of going up. So we're working on it. There was the cap in the big TILSA funding bill this year. There was a 3% cap. It's kind of a soft cap because a board still can go up more than that by a supermajority vote.
Maybe that should have been a harder cap.
Well, that wasn't going to pass. That's been tried over the years.
Myron, if I could talk like you, I would come up and filibuster that answer.
You would, yeah. No, we don't want no more filibusters.
No,
yeah.
No, seriously, Patty. Yeah. The other complaint I've had is irrigation.
People, I know who you're talking about.
People are pumping out of
Myron
surface water, you know, and they're getting taxed now at the irrigated value, but there's no water in the pond or whatever. That's
the state thing again.
If water's applied,
that's something that to me is dead wrong. One guy's got a 1,000-gallon well here. No. One guy pumps out a pond here. The valuation on the ground's the same.
No, you know? Not if water's applied or if water is potentially available.
Has water been applied at all this year from that pond? One time, it's considered irrigated.
Yeah, the one, I don't think so, but there's numerous other ones.
Somebody from your area has come in and talked to me about that. But
how do they insure it?
I don't know that, Eddie.
I bet it's irrigated.
They want me to lower grassland because there's no grass. I'm not the miracle maker.
No, I haven't heard that complaint.
I have. Mean, they want the grass lowered because there's no grass.
We will wrap up equalization, right, though.
Can I really quick, though, get in some things?
Yes.
Okay, real quick. I need dates for July because we end the 25th. We have only 40 protests in with probably hundreds going out. I don't know. Michelle, do you have any idea how many went out? We've only got 40, which you know what's going to happen. They're going to come in on the 30th of June. I might add, if anybody wants to protest, please do it now so that we can get to it. You know, we have a very small time frame in the fact that they're going to come in the very last day, and my appraisers are going to try to get that, or your referees are going to try to get that worked out, then send out a 7-day notice for a hearing, then another 7-day for...
Can you set those dates now? Just start setting them, block
that
out multiple dates?
That I can. It's you guys that have to be here when the final is here. So your one meeting in July is when?
12th and the 26th.
Yeah, 12th and 26th. We are planning on...
26th is too late, so you're going to have to have a special meeting.
Okay, we'll just assume there's going to be a special meeting then for this, which is usually the case.
Yep. And Don will have to know that because of the publishing, right, Michelle? So I have no idea. There's only 40. I've had lots of people I've got talked to, but I think you guys really realize what's going on in the market.
Maybe they do too.
Well, it's hard to accept that type of an increase. It is for everybody.
Some people get the...
I've been accused of wanting to get the Beatrice 6 money back. I've been accused of wanting to only do Beatrice because they need the money for the school. I live in Wymore and mine went up, so it's because of the market.
Valuation has nothing to do with anything going on.
I'm in a wallpaper in my office with valuation.
Please be clear with your constituents, too, as you talk to them. Valuation is not because of a special need of any sort. That would be a bond or something like that. But it's also not your taxes that you'll pay. We'll set a meeting. We'll let you know on that. Do you guys want me to let you know when that is prior to or just set a date? And
you guys will have to have the quorum.
We'll be talking before then. We'll get a date set next meeting. Anything else for equalization?
Would it have to be like mid-July?
Yes. Okay. We'll talk about it
next
meeting.
We usually do it, Eric, the 1 o'clock after your first meeting. So that's the what date? First meeting in July, the 12th?
12th.
We may want one before that. I don't know. It depends upon how many we need.
We'll...
Eric, real quick, if you want one before the 12th, we're going to have to know before the 28th for publication.
Yes.
So maybe have an idea before.
Well, I have 40. We should be able to set it the 26th, though, shouldn't we?
No.
That's not early enough.
2 weeks. Isn't it 14?
We'll get a date set.
Got time to work it out.
Patty, we'll talk to your office and get a date set, and then we'll inform
the
board the 26th and get it advertised.
You guys have to publish it and have a quorum for your side.
We'll have a quorum. It'll be okay. Don't sweat the small stuff, Patty. This will get done.
You hardly made it last year.
Yeah, it was close, wasn't it? I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me. Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 9:03.